Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Thank you for listening in today. I've just had a very good couple hours on Republic Broadcasting Network on the National Intel Report, as I did yesterday. Our dear brother John Stattmiller is a little under the weather. We ask you for your prayers. And he'll be back bouncing up and back on the microphone doing the thing he does so well, better than anybody else, and that's putting the truth of God's Word and information out there that we all need at this time very, very badly. And so I've enjoyed that couple hours. You know what I think I'm going to do is... I think I'm going to go on with the program that I was talking about on his show, and didn't get into the meat of what I was trying to say, but I'm going to do that here on my program today, I believe. And then if I don't get to do it and put out this information, if it doesn't get put out on John Stattmiller's program and all of his listeners out there that missed it today, I'm not complaining, because we had a wonderful bunch of callers from Pennsylvania, Florida, New York, Maryland, Little Rock, and just wonderful calls and good information getting out. But somehow I want to get this information out to the dear people that are living in the areas of the Southwest part of the United States, especially if you're in New York listening today, Little Rock, Florida, it doesn't make any difference, Pennsylvania, Maryland, or anywhere in the United States, and you have loved ones in the southwest part of the United States, I'd like you to get a copy of this tape today and get it out to them, because this is essential that they know this information. Now, I closed the program pretty much on the John Stattmiller program, National Intel Report, with my meeting and personally going over to Los Angeles and sneaking in, or let's say I tried to sneak in, to the biggest communist gathering, probably 100 communist front organizations, and then there's organizations that are just out front with the fact that they are communist organizations, in the nation, who had gathered there, 1998, to talk about the takeover of the southwest part of the United States and the success they were having. And I was not aware of all of this. I was aware of part of it, but I wasn't aware of everything I learned when I was there with these communists. And I'll get into that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the product in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
I think this will work. I think this will work because if you wanted to, the first hour, I didn't get into a whole lot on the National Intel report of the subject that I wanted to talk about. But the second hour, we got into a little bit, and I'm going to do the third hour now on my show, the Officer Jack McLam program, about what I was talking about. And so if you wanted to, you could order all 3 hours. Get a hold of Republic Broadcasting Network and say, hey, I want those 3 hours of Officer Jack McLam on the National Intel Report. And you'll listen to a lot of good people calling in from around the nation, like John David, Drew, John Wyatt, and so forth, their comments and so forth. But also it has a lot of good information. But this hour I want to get into the real meat. I went out to Los Angeles. I was a police officer, then retired, and I knew that if I went into this communist organization, all of these, about 100 different communist organizations in America that had gathered together, that I would probably be not appreciated. I was a white man, and I was a retired cop, and so I decided to use my best disguise, and I got out all my journalist clothing and everything, and I went dressed as a journalist. I had my press pass. It was a real nice looking press pass with my name on it. And I had my big old camera, and I had my journalist jacket with all the pockets in it, you know, that you see these movie producers and journalists wearing. And I looked like a journalist. I truly did. And so I went to walk into the park across from the Time Mirror, and I saw all these soldiers out in the field around the park there. I mean, soldiers in black attire. Turned out it was the new Black Panther Party, Communist Party in the United States, and also the Brown Berets d'Aztlan, the radical communist front group for the Reconquista Aztlan movement in America. And they were all doing cadence. They were marching, and they were marching wonderfully. These were highly trained soldiers, resistance soldiers that were here in America. And I'll tell you, the Marines, or you mentioned the Air Force or Army, I don't think anybody could beat the cadence of these guys. They'd been practicing a long time as military units. Here they are walking and marching in the big park across from the Times Mirror. Now, let me drop back a few months of that year, and I was invited to speak to a organization in Washington, D.C., just a few months before. And this organization was a celebration of the Bill of Rights. And it was a huge coming together of many American patriot groups put on by some patriot Jews, wonderful patriot Jews that ran some of our patriot organizations. And like Jews for the Prevention of Firearms or Preservation of Firearms Ownership, Aaron Zellman and others. And they had put on this big thing and asked Officer Jack McLam to speak at this Bill of Rights celebration right on the Capitol Mall. We were right downtown Washington, D.C., right on the Capitol Mall between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial, is it? At the other end, I think it is. And we had something like 11,000 people out there. And we all love God and love the Constitution. It was a really wonderful gathering. But what we saw was that the FBI was set up, and I personally witnessed this, with their big vans looking like motorhomes with their windows all smoked up. And they had their cameras in there filming everybody that appeared, because we're those crazy constitutionalists, ones that love God and freedom, and they were filming everybody, taking pictures, filming FBI. Police were everywhere walking around up and down on the perimeter, watching us, surveilling us, writing down license plate numbers of all of our vehicles. And I'll tell you what, it was like a police state right there. And who were we? We were in the newspapers. We were the people in America that love God and the constitutional system we're supposed to be under. And the way the federal government was treating us, we were the enemy of the state. And so I take you 2 months later to Los Angeles, where we had 2,000 marching militarized troops of Black Panthers. This was the new Black Panther Party, and a couple thousand Brown Berets d'Aztlan in full military uniform marching. Now, these are revolutionaries in America, remember, folks. And we've got over 100 communist organizations there with their leadership in the park across from the Times Mirror in downtown Los Angeles. And guess what? No FBI, no police anywhere. During the day I was there, we finally saw a couple beat cops walk by, just talking to themselves, not paying any attention to us, but we were not photographed. We were not being filmed from these FBI vans with the smoked out windows, double mirrored windows. None of that. And I said to myself, boy, this sure tells us who the enemies of America are today. The communists are free to roam and plan and plot the overthrow of this nation, and the FBI couldn't care less. But a bunch of people that love God and the Constitution meet in Washington, D.C., and they're all over us, filming us, copying down driver's license, interviewing us. It was just absolutely amazing. Amazing to see who our government treats as the enemy of this nation today. There's no question, but a communist movement in this nation has taken it over, and the communists are the friends of this government today. All these hate-filled, anti-American, anti-white, black and Latino organizations there, spewing hatred, spewing revolution in America, violent revolution, and no police and no FBI. So anyway, I'm there by myself, feeling a little bit, you know, I didn't have my gun with me. I'm a journalist. I wasn't packing a weapon. And plus, I'm in L.A. I would have been arrested had I exercised my Second Amendment protected right to bear arms. So I'm feeling just a little bit insecure. And so I walk up to the gate, and there is these two big new Black Panther Party members with black berets, black sunglasses on, black faces, black ninja outfit jumpsuits, military jumpsuits like SWAT teams wear, black boots, military boots. I mean, these guys were black, and black gloves on, and big, big guys. And I walked up to walk in with all the other little communists walking in. And this big guy put his hand out in front of me and looked at my press pass and said, "McLam, what are you doing here?" I wish I'd have had a picture of my face at that moment, because I was in my best disguise. I was a journalist. I had my camera and my press pass and everything. And I walk up to this big Black Panther, and he says, "McLam, what are you doing here?" So I gulped a few times and said, "Well, I'm just here to find out what you guys are doing and talking about." And so he says, "Well, go right ahead. Go on in." So they let me in, and I was treated to a day of revolution. I mean, you know, I heard all the speakers, and I talked to personally these black berets, the Ocalan, about the takeover of the Southwest under Mexico, and they kept telling me there's nothing you can do about it because the government's funding us and nobody's going to stop us. The Southwest is going back under the Mexican flag. And doggone it, folks, I was in law enforcement in Phoenix, and I was living in Phoenix for 35 years. And guess what? Phoenix, Arizona. Arizona itself is going back under Mexico. There is no doubt about it. With millions and millions of illegals pouring across an open border anytime they want to, many of these people, terrorists, many of them revolutionary, well-trained soldiers like I met there in the Brown Berets de Ocalan, coming across that border every single day. Not millions a day, but I mean in a year, millions are coming across there and reoccupying the Southwest. I want to tell you how serious it is. Let me share with you out of our police and military publication that came out of my visit with the communists there all day long, as they told me about their plan supported by our government to take over the Southwest and divide America up. Take one-third of the United States back into Mexico, called Ocalan, A-Z-T-L-A-N. A-Z as in zebra, T-L-A-N, Ocalan. They call it Reconquista, where they're reoccupying that area. Let me read you some of the quotes of some of the people that were there, and you'll begin to get the impression these people are very serious, and they're very, very much communist revolutionaries who are being funded by our government to take us out, take the whites out, and push us out, if not kill you, in the southwest part of the United States, and take that back under the control of the communists there in south, central, and northern Mexico, which are communist nations, by the way. And they're bringing their communism into the southwest part of the United States. Be right back in just a minute. We'll get into some of the quotes from some of these people I heard that day.
over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and before we get into giving you some of the quotes here by some of the communists I met there who treated me very well, they treated me well, I believe, because, I mean, it was a scary place to be with all these radical, hate-whitey, new Black Panther Party communists and all the brown berets, the Ocalan, 1,000 or 2,000 of them, I couldn't get a good count, who hate Whitey and hate America all there. And here I am sitting in there like a reverse of raisin in the sun, I'll tell you. Before I get into that, let's go to our dear brother and wonderful patriot. I'm so happy to have you call in, Sam in Missouri. Sam, welcome to the program.
Well, we're glad to be here, Jack, and I just want to let you know that we have a radio station up and running here where we live, and we're saturating the town with your message here tonight, even
as I
speak to you. So,
wonderful,
so you are
being
broadcast here. And here's the thing I wanted to comment on, and you answer this correctly or incorrect, depending upon what you think on this,
okay.
But I've come to the conclusion on this, what we're dealing with here. The government is obviously funding this influx of Mexicans that are coming in across the border, these illegal Mexicans,
That's right.
as you had commented on a while ago. What we are looking at here, they say we have a war on terrorism. The only problem is we are the terrorists. That's what, that's who they consider the terrorists. And all you have to do is go back to 1933 with the Trading with the Enemy Act, and that's when they expanded the Trading with the Enemy Act to include those of us citizens of the United States. So therefore, what a lot of people do not understand and need to come to understand real quickly is that your government has declared you the enemy. We did not declare them the enemy. They declared you, brother and sister that are out there listening tonight across this land, they declared you the enemy. So what we have here is a war on terrorism in reverse. The terrorists that are actually coming into the country, that are destroying the country, they are not considered terrorists in this government's eyes. You are considered the terrorist. Would I be correct on that, Jack?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And you, Sam, remember when we put out an Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter copy of that FBI brochure listing all Christians and all defenders of the U.S. Constitution, anybody that makes numerous references to the U.S. Constitution and many, many others as domestic terrorists, right, in an FBI brochure. Of course, it wasn't
right.
supposed to get out to the public. It was for police officers' eyes only, but we did publish it, and many of people like yourself got it out on the radio. So you're right. Listed in the files, the computers of America, in law enforcement, those of you that stand up and speak out for God, they call you doomsday cult-type groups, which Butch Reno actually called us that, Christians that, when she was in office as Attorney General under Clinton. You are the domestic terrorist, so Sam, you're right on target.
Well, and this brings up another thing, too, and I know myself, I've already made the statement. You know, there. In fact, I just found out today through some of the programs I've been listening to and some of the research, too, that apparently the House has already passed this legislation that Ron Paul's been talking about, where according to this phony 911 commission, they have recommended a national ID card, which is exactly what they wanted all along. These are hand-picked ex-government employees now turned lobbyists, and what they've done is they've recommended national government ID cards along with they call them screening points. That's, can you say checkpoint? That's really what
roadblocks and checkpoints, yes.
That's exactly right. In other words, what we are witnessing here is the beginnings of exactly what they had over in East Germany and what they also had over in Russia. And the problem is, what I foresee here is all law-abiding Americans are going to be the ones watched and run through these checkpoints while the illegals and the revolutionaries, the real revolutionaries that are truly threatening this country, they're going to be allowed to roam supreme in this country and to abuse the citizenry.
As I said, brother, that's exactly what I found over there in Los Angeles. No surveillance whatsoever of the good communist revolutionaries.
Wow. Yeah, that's, well, I'll tell you, I mean, after a while, the writing is on the wall, and all I can say is if the people out there can't see this after everything that's gone down, I don't know what it's going to take until, and see, my thing is what we're going to have is people are going to start moaning when this thing starts coming down. There's going to be some of us out here, pardon me for saying, I told you so, you know.
Yes, absolutely, brother.
And,
Sam, let me
I'm
going to
let you move on.
Let me ask you a question, Sam.
Thursday night
on my show, the Officer Jack McLam program, could I have you on to talk about micro-broadcasting? Would you come
Absolutely.
On my show
glad
and
to.
Talk about how to get people involved in micro-broadcasting?
You bet. I'd be glad to.
Okay. Give me a call at my office. And we'll set it up, would you? I'll call you tomorrow. Okay. Thanks,
you
brother.
Bet.
Okay. Lord
you
bless
bet.
You.
God
Bye-bye
bless.
Now.
All Bye-bye.
Right. Okay, folks. We'll be right back with the Officer Jack McLam program. And get into a little more about this takeover of the Southwest. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Prices for communication services are going up for AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. Here at SaveOnCommunications.com, we offer the best rates available in the industry. SaveOnCommunications.com offers discount long distance, calling cards, wireless services, VoIP services, DSL services, and much more. Stop feeding the telecom fat cat. Visit SaveOnCommunications.com or call 866-815-6343 and shop the absolute best values in communication products and services in the market today.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I want to get into some of the quotes I heard that day and others that I came across as I began to study the loss of one-third of the United States under Mexico. I was living, of course, in Phoenix, Arizona. I'd lived there 35 years as a police officer many of those years and saw the changes in the southern part of Arizona, Phoenix and Tucson, as millions and millions of illegals poured into that area. Here's some of the things that I heard there. Brown Braves de Ocotlan, Augustine Cabrera, head of the U.S.-based Marxist Chicano Revolutionary Army called the Brown Braves of Ocotlan, as interviewed by Barbara Coy. And basically, I heard the same thing right there. He is also, this is recorded on film. What he said, but he said here, he said, go back to Simi Valley, you skunks. Go back to Woodland Hills. Go back to Boston. Go back to Plymouth Rock, pilgrims. Get out of the Southwest. We Mexicans are the future. You are old and tired. We have beaten you. Leave like beaten rats. You old white people, it is your duty to die. That was Augustine Cabrera, head of the U.S.-based Marxist Mexicano Revolutionary Army, Brown Berets de Aztlan, which I saw almost close to 2,000 of them there, marching as real soldiers who had been training, obviously, for a number of years for this big attack on America. I confronted this racist rebel leader, Cabada, and many others in this thousands of people there in Los Angeles at the time I was there. And they talked to me about these things. Another one was Marxist Mario Ablido, recipient of Comrade President Clinton's Presidential Medal of Freedom and former head of the leftist Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund and Educational Fund. And he said this, California is going to be a Mexican state. We're going to control all the institutions. If people don't like it, they should leave. And then Professor Jose Angel Gutierrez, University of Texas, Arlington, said this, we have an aging white America. They are dying, and they are messing in their pants. I'll say it nicely, not like he said. They are messing in their pants with fear, and I love it. Then we have, out of the text that you can get of the El Plan de Aztlan from the University of California, because, see, all of these Southwestern and many other states, too, at their colleges, they have a program called MECHA, Movimiento Estudiantil, Movimiento Estudiantil Chicanos por Aztlan. That's student movement for Aztlan. Aztlan being, and I might as well explain that to you, Aztlan, according to Mexican legend, is Aztec lands. And that was North American ancestral homeland of the ancient Aztecs, they say, a land that left to journey south to the new center of their civilization, which today is Mexico City, Mexico. As used today by Mexican revolutionaries operating inside the United States, the Republican and Democratic political system, the term refers to an area within the United States called the Nation of Islam, or not Islam, that's another one, Aztlan, the Nation of Aztlan. It is the land which was legally purchased by the United States, very important, folks, from Mexico under the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty of 1848. Now, our fellow Americans knew this area as the southwestern part of the United States, California, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, along with portions of Nevada, Utah, and Colorado. Our leftist revolutionaries that are here by the millions now in the United States, and not just in the Southwest, that are flooding into the dual-party socialist political system, the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party, claim the United States stole these lands from Mexico and that they must and will be reoccupied by Mexico through violent revolution, if not through the current, at least for the time being, nonviolent, surreptitious, silent invasion of the United States by millions and millions of illegals. Many of them, I found out as a cop in Phoenix, are not fruit pickers, folks. Hear what I say? I'm disabled by one of these people that was not a fruit picker. He was an illegal alien out of Mexico, and many, many of these people, believe me, the cops can tell you, are not fruit pickers. Nice little wonderful family men who are coming in to earn a living. Some of these people are hateful, very, very mean and well-trained military revolutionaries, communists out of Mexico. And that's the one that disabled me. I arrested him and put him in prison, but he disabled me, and that's why I'm disabled today. At least we forget these Mexican revolutionaries and their fellow Marxist comrades in the United States prove through their own actions and words that they are terrorists, seditionists, and traitors to America, that all of their own, and also to all their fellow countrymen here in the United States. Believe me, folks, if you talk to a Mexican-American, I like to say American-Mexican, because many of them will tell you they're Americans first and Mexicans second. Good people, wonderful, wonderful, proud, hard-working Americans that happen to be of Mexican descent. And I knew plenty up there in South Phoenix where I lived and worked my whole career. Don't like these people. They don't want to go back under Marxism and communism and have the same lifestyle that is just south of the southern border that anybody can go witness, where you live in a cardboard box with your family out in the desert. That's communism, folks. That's what it's like. And these Americans who are Mexicans, Latino descent, don't like these revolutionaries coming into our country. Well, anyway, these are known as true terrorists, folks, within America, and since they are doing only what they have been assigned to accomplish on behalf of the New World Order, we notice the globalist George W. Bush and his Homeland Security comrades will never investigate nor hinder in any way their daily endeavors to invade, divide, and conquer the southwest part of the United States. You think Homeland Security is going to do anything about the invasions of these terrorists and revolutionaries in the southwest part of the United States? Forget it, folks. If anything, they're going to be there to protect them so that this happens. This is part of the New World Order and the plan of globalist Bush and globalist Kerry. Divide America up and conquer it. Anyway, that's what the Aztlan movement is. Now, let's go back to the quote here. It says here, we shall overcome you Americans by voting if possible and violence if necessary. Aztlan belongs to those who plant the seeds, water the fields, and gather the crops, and not to foreign Europeans. Comes right out of the textbook. In the colleges, you can pick up El Plan de Aztlan. Go to your university in the southwest part of the United States, probably in the north and central part of the United States, too, in the southeast, and you can pick up a copy of text from Plan de Aztlan. It's called the Plan, or I'm sorry, I'm getting it wrong, L-E-L, Plan de Aztlan, A-Z-T-L-A-N, for many of your universities, because your universities are headed up by Marxist, communist leaders who've taken over the universities, and they have this program there called MECHA, Movimiento Estudiantil Chicanos por Aztlan, which our federal government has funded for 30 years, which is the organization in the campus on the campuses to get the Latino people that attend the schools there, the young kids to go in and join the revolution against Whitey and against those that are still occupying the southwest part of the United States. And this is a revolutionary communist movement called MECHA. Check your college, and your junior colleges, too, have these programs. I know because my Latino, fully Mexican-American wife at that time was invited to join MECHA. And she brought it to my attention that this was a communist organization to overthrow the Americans and push them out of the southwest part of the United States. So you can read it for yourself. But anyway, here's more out of the MECHA group from San Diego City College. American Southwest is no longer a part of the United States, is what the MECHA organization on campus lowered the American flag and ran up the Aztlan flag there in San Diego. He took down the American flag and ran up the Aztlan flag, and they said America Southwest is no longer a part of the United States. Folks, nothing is stopping this. You understand what I'm saying? Most of you don't even know about this. Here's another quote from Art Torres, chairman of the California Democratic Party. January 1995, he said this: "You white boys had better keep affirmative action. You're going to need it. Proposition 187, the measure to cut public benefits to illegal aliens." He says Proposition 187 was the last gasp of white America in California. Marxist racist Art Torres, chairman of the California Democratic Party, said January 1995. Communist Agustin Cabada, head of the Brown Berets de Aztlan, here in America said this: We're here today in Los Angeles to show the minority people, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here. We are the majority. We are here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children of the Anglos. We are the majority here, and we're not going to be pushed around. That's the communist Augustine Cabada, head of the Brown Berets, a U.S.-based Mexican army of violent revolutionaries. He said this in our rally there in Los Angeles that day. I could go on and on, folks, but we're running out of time. I think what I'll do is I'll say this to you. You can write into Anabet Police Military Newsletter and get our report, Southwest Goes Under Mexico. I'm sorry to tell you this. My children and grandchildren, except for the ones that are in the Army right now and just got back from Baghdad, my one son, who has three of my grandchildren there in Germany, my other two sons are there and have many of my grandchildren there in Phoenix, and they're going to have to get out one day. There is no question. Because why? Because nobody knows of this plan except the communists and the revolutionaries in our own government who are funding this with our tax dollars. So how are we going to stop it if nobody knows about it, folks? Well, I want you to write in here to Anabet Police Military Newsletter. I want you to talk to Carol, our assistant up there, and say, I want a copy of Southwest Goes Back Under Mexico, summer of 2002 newsletter, our police and military newsletter, and you'll just be shocked. This is serious, folks. You know, if you live in those areas, where are you going to go if you don't want your neck slit? Remember, everywhere communism takes over, revolutionary communism takes over, they kill the Christian, especially the Christians, that they feel cannot be re-educated to become good communists, to be good slaves. So where are you going to go? Well, I would like to say we're going to stop this thing, but as you know, unless the American people get out and share this information of what's happening, and we literally write and call and email and raise so much cane with our elected things there in Washington, D.C., to stop this process of these terrorists, revolutionary terrorists taking over the Southwest that are willing and actually excited about cutting the throats of Americans in those states, nothing is going to stop it. Well, write to us, if you would, send us $3 donation, because, and please send cash, folks, don't send a check for $3. We won't steal your money, and the Postal Service isn't going to steal the $3 either, but send that in to us so we can reprint this newsletter and also pay the postage. We'd appreciate it. We're an all-volunteer police and military association, but we do need donations. And get copies of this newsletter and make copies of it. You can make copies. Go down to the print shop, make copies if you want to, and that's fine. We're an all-volunteer organization. We don't make money on anything for any of us. We don't care. Nothing's copyrighted. But get the word out. Then I want to say to you before I run out of time, consider calling us and asking for our land packet. We have a land packet of our Christian constitutional communities up here in Idaho County, Idaho. We have been on a campaign for about 8 years now to take this county back under God and the Constitution and to help the good people of Idaho County, Idaho do just that. We have many, many fine Christian people here that love God, love freedom right here in Idaho County, Idaho. And we're trying to help them. We're trying to bring numbers of Christians in here to help our good fellow Americans and good fellow Christians vote in good people, keep good people in office if they're good Christians and will uphold their constitutional oath in this county. And if they're not good people that love God and love the Constitution, to vote them out so that we can still live in freedom. And we've invited, and over 350 families have come up here now. We have 11 Christian constitutional communities spread over about a 35-mile area in Idaho County, Idaho, and we are doing what God told us to do. We're helping the good people of Idaho County that love God to occupy this land until Christ returns. We haven't been able to succeed doing it all across America, so I have children and grandchildren that I want to see live free, and it was my duty to set off and find a place in America that we could come together as people that love God, get back under the I'm listening to the music come up and it's confusing me, so we're going to take a little break and I'll stop my confusion and grasp that word I'm looking for when I come back after the break, folks. Okay. This is the Officer Jack McLam program, and we'll be right back.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
President Bush, the good Christian he is, will save us. He's going to save us. The Southwest not going back under Mexico because President Bush is going to save us. Here's what Congressman Tom Tancredo said. He said, President Bush is the leading obstacle to controlling illegal immigration in this country, and his open-door border policy is a threat to national security. Mr. Bush, he's driving this issue himself. He believes in open borders. He made promises to Vicente Fox and wants to keep Fox in power. Congressman Tom Tancredo, Republican from Colorado. And I see a picture here on our newsletter. You'll see it of Bush shaking the hands of communist Fox. And they're grinning like two Cheshire cats at each other. By the way, Vicente Fox said on ABC's This Week with Sam Donaldson, he says, we are going to open up that border to people, the Mexican border, he says. George Bush said, Mexico is a friend of America. Mexico is our neighbor. We want our neighbors to succeed. We want our neighbors to do well, and that's why it's so important that we tear down barriers and walls that might separate Mexico from the United States. Folks, these are two globalist agents, Vicente Fox and Bush. Their goals are identical, and there's not anything stopping this headlong rush into Mexico taking over the Southwest unless we rise up and speak out about this and inform everybody we can that this is going on as soon as we can. But I wanted to tell you that for those that have the ability to get out of Dodge, wherever you are in America, it doesn't matter if you're in the Southwest and this horrible thing is happening, but we're asking those that love God and Jesus Christ as their personal Savior to come to Idaho County, Idaho, and join with the wonderful Christian people that have been here for generations and generations to reoccupy this county for God and the Constitution. And it's happening. We have, like I say, many hundreds of families that have moved up here, and the good people of Idaho County have welcomed us. And we're going to secure county by county by county these counties back under the covenant that we're supposed to be in America with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when the pilgrims got off the boat, they got out on their knees, and they formed a covenant with the Lord God and said, we're going to be your people and obey your laws, and you be our God and King. And that's the way it's supposed to be in America. But Christians have withdrawn across this nation, and they no longer occupy the institutions, and Lucifer's taken over. And his minions. And so the only safety we have is in the Lord. And that's why it's so important we get busy and take these counties back under God. We invite you to write to us or call us. Here's our number, 208-935-7852. That's 208-935-7852. And ask for us to send you our information out about our Christian constitutional communities. Come up and visit us if you would, and we'll show you what God's people can do when we get together and actively confound the enemies of God and get busy and take control and occupy our land again. Lord bless all of you out there. Don't forget that this old cop truly loves you, America. Have a great evening. Be back with you tomorrow, God willing. Good night.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. 6625.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.